in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos? You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
What's up, 2Js?
Bucky.
What's up?
Last thing Kate Beckinsale wants to see is your sack and balls and ranking up Doug Dodge, buddy. You need to hit up Kate in the nursing home.
Kate at the nursing home? Really? You say my saggy balls and duck sausage? I mean, seriously?
Kate Beckinsale. Yeah, typically ladies her age, they go older. This is weird. This has gone to 21.
I know. Hey, she's in her 40s. She should be, you know, messing around with a guy 60. Like Ma.
Like you.
Yeah, there you go.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt. Aaron Hogan. On the Horn. 104.9 AM 1260. And HornFM.com. With the Longhorns play. And Austin talks sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty.
Get them up. Wake them up. Get them out. Early bird gets the worm on a Thursday. Buck off Thursday it would be. Buck ons and buck offs at 447-3776 here on the Show of the People. Also on the Specs text line, 512-337-3776. It'll be 100 degrees today in Austin, Texas. Bucky Godbolt looks like he's dressed for a round of golf, so he and all of you should hydrate today. Hydrate.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Get on it, my friend.
Yeah, I can start.
You're hydrated right now. That Starbucks.
I started last night.
It's not hydrating you.
No, it is not. I heard coffee, though, it's good to. It's a healthy thing to drink now all of a sudden. Then 2 years from now, it'll be. It's the worst thing in the world you could ever drink is coffee. I mean, that thing changes up and down for the last 20 years like nobody's business. Good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas, and all those that fight for us each and every day. Thank you for the great job you do. And our first responders to you, thank you also.
No question. So where are we playing today?
I will be playing at Flint Rock Falls at the hills of Lakeway.
Ooh. America's yes. Gas, baby.
Yeah, man. That's one of the course there right now is looking absolutely sharp.
Like
sharp
that.
As could be.
Is that an
smooth.
Is that an Escondido hat you're
yes,
wearing?
Yes, and shirt that I'm wearing right
now. Look at you, man. You
present.
Are sporting today.
Well, you do have to represent the other clubs out there, you know?
You're such a man of the people.
I love it.
On the Show of the People.
I love it. I love this. Is a good day. I got long pants on because I don't want to get those dingleberries you get in your socks when you go in the woods. You know those things that stick to you now?
You're not supposed to be in the woods, though.
Oh, hell. I live in the woods. I'm like a camper. Like the guy who had the bear that woke him up in the morning.
It's real nice. Yeah. It's real nice in the fairways there. There's no dingleberries in the fairway. But whatever you're doing on this Thursday, we'll have some fun with it. We got a lot to dive into. Actually, not, but SEC Media Days. Got the ESPYs from last night, which I watched the last about 45 minutes of. Pretty good television, I thought. Really enjoyed the Vin Scully tribute. He was presented the Icon Award. Maybe we'll hear some of that coming up as Bryan Cranston presented Vin Scully an icon. 65 years as the voice of the Dodgers and the voice of Los Angeles, essentially. That was pretty cool.
As Maurice Shriver, that was another really
the Eunice Shriver
cool.
That was piece with Michelle Obama
drummer,
was really well done on her founding and
Peyton
determination.
And Peyton Manning, he's funny as hell.
To create the
they wrote
special
some good
Olympics.
Stuffy, didn't they?
Oh, I thought he was good. I thought he was good. And he gave a zinger to Kevin Durant that old Katie didn't like very much. It didn't appear, which we'll get to coming up. But, yeah, we'll dive into all of it at 447-3776. You're welcome to jump on with us. 337-3776 on the Specs text line. Let's get to the Ticket City Update Desk. There is some news on this Thursday morning. Let's get you caught up. All right, we'll start with the college football world. A little more than a month after Texas A&M Athletic Director Scott Woodward said publicly that Kevin Sumlin, his head football coach, quote, has to do better than he's done in the past, his head coach responded by agreeing with his boss at SEC Media Days yesterday in Hoover, Alabama.
There's nobody that puts any more pressure on me than Kevin Sumlin. We all want the same thing. And I came here to do a job and to win a championship. And we haven't done that yet. Now, that being said, you know, we won more games than anybody in the last 20 years. Is the place better? Are we better at Texas A&M now than when I got here? You bet. Is it where we want to be? No. And nobody wants to win more than me.
in five seasons at A&M as their head coach. Sumlin's gone 44-21, but has an SEC record of just 21-19. That includes a 7-9 mark in the month of November. Last three seasons, Aggies have started the season 5-0, 5-0, and 6-0 to finish 8-5 each year. Elsewhere, former Texas Longhorns AD Steve Patterson has landed another high-profile gig. Yesterday, he was named the team president and CEO of the NHL's Arizona Coyotes. Move comes less than 2 years after Patterson was ousted following a 22-month run at Texas. Day of attrition at Wimbledon yesterday. Top two seeds on the men's side ousted, with injuries playing a big role. Men's top seed Andy Murray was in control of his quarterfinal match, but then his bothersome and prolonged hip injury flared up. He was upset by American Sam Querrey in five sets. Shortly after that, two-seed Novak Djokovic retired from his match with Tomas Berdych because of an elbow issue. That leaves Roger Federer, the third seed and seven-time Wimbledon champ, as the only member of the Big Four still alive. He, along with Djokovic, Andy Murray, and Rafael Nadal, have accounted for each of the past 14 men's singles championships at the All England Club. Federer will face Tomas Berdych tomorrow, while Sam Querrey, the first U.S. man in a Grand Slam semi since Andy Roddick in 2009, will meet Maureen Cilic coming up tomorrow. For the second consecutive year, the Dallas Cowboys have been named the most valuable franchise in sports. According to the Forbes annual rankings list, Cowboys worth $4.2 billion. Forbes placed the New York Yankees in the number two spot, up from a year ago with a value of $3.7 billion. The next three are all soccer clubs: Man U, Barcelona, and Real Madrid. And that's the news from the Ticket City Update Desk. Give some credit to Jared Jones. How about them Cowboys? You know, he pretty much went all in on the Dallas Cowboys in the 80s. Rustled up all the money he could find, his oil money, and bought the Dallas Cowboys. Only about buying low and driving up the price. $4.2 billion for your Dallas Cowboys, which he will never sell.
No.
That's the family business, my friend.
Yeah, he's not. Forget about it. He's never going to. That's in the family. That stays in the family forever and ever and ever until Chris Crispy becomes part of the family.
No.
And then he owns the Dallas Cowboys.
What are you talking about?
And they
Chris
hug
Crispy?
Each other. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll get it.
Crispy cakes?
Crispy cakes, yes.
That ain't happening.
I liked it last night. I thought, I mean, I didn't watch, I'm like you, maybe 30 minutes of it, but it was good stuff.
Well, I thought it was good television. I only caught the last part, but I was pretty engaged to the Vin Scully tribute. It's pretty awesome. Well, maybe we'll hear Vin Scully's acceptance speech when he won his Icon Award. It was pretty awesome. It's typical Vin Scully. He always says the right things and just sounds so great doing it. And Bryan Cranston, man, that guy can deliver.
He's good.
He can deliver. I mean, that's Breaking Bad right there.
He's good.
He was Breaking Good last night. But look, we hear Peyton Manning. Here is Peyton Manning. This is one of the zingers that, here's a text on the Specs text line that kind of sets it up. Says, buck off to Peyton Manning, signed Kevin Durant. Here's what old Peyton had to say in his opening monologue.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're just staring at each other.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
Brought Westbrook in the conversation. Yeah. So, and you obviously the radio doesn't do it justice, or the audio. Kevin Durant was giving him a blank stare, like Clint Eastwood or something. And I mean, there was never, he never cracked a smile.
No.
He didn't, I don't think he found that very funny. BK, do you think that was a genuine response from Durant, or think that was set up?
Nah, I think it was definitely set up.
But yeah, they all know the jokes are coming at them all. They know. Yeah, did he give Russell one, too, with the exception of that one? That was it, right?
I don't think so. Westbrook won Best Male Athlete. He was awarded that last night. Simone Biles, the gymnast, was Best Female. Dak Prescott, Dakota. Dakota was
named that one right.
Breakthrough Athlete of the Year.
I called the Westbrook one. I said Westbrook, double. Yeah, all those triple doubles are going to get it this year.
Well, you know.
And Michael Phelps did win.
Michael Phelps won. We also had Falcons Patriots as the game of the year.
We got that one right.
Which was pretty good. Yeah, we went through our predictions at the end of the show yesterday. But so ESPYs. And how about your guy, Kevin Sumlin? Our audience will call him Pudgy Sumlin. We call him Kevin. He's the head coach of the Texas A&M Fighting
Aggies. Sumlins?
Sumlins.
Yes.
He was asked yesterday why this team will exceed their 8-5 records of the past three seasons. He said, quote, because I'm the coach. Ooh.
The hell does that mean? You've been 8-5 for 3 years because you're the coach?
And he was the coach. Well, he's feeling like he's got this thing ready to go. ready to turn.
Well, I hope so. I hope they can get that thing turned around there. We need Texas A&M to be good. We really do.
I think you and I are in agreement on that. I know there are a lot of Longhorn fans that root for their demise and vice versa, but I'm the one that thinks it would be great for the state of Texas, and they were both really good. If Texas and Tom Herman's can get them back on track and head in the great direction, and the Aggies can become that team in the SEC to fight with Alabama, I think they'd be great for the great state.
Because I think it's great for recruiting, because now the kids start to focus in on, do I go to A&M, do I go to Texas, forget LSU, forget Alabama. Let's get back to keeping some of these great players in state like it used to be.
Well, let's not forget that there wasn't a team in the state of Texas ranked in the top 25 at the end of last season, not one.
Yeah.
I mean, not one team in the state of Texas ranked in the top 25. That's a problem that needs to be rectified. Someone's got to come up.
We want to keep the grape ape out of here, too. We don't want LSU coming into the state anymore.
Ed Orgeron?
Yeah.
The grape ape for here on out.
We got it. We don't want them in here.
It wasn't the grape ape coming into Texas. It was stinking Urban Meyer and Nick Saban. I mean, who's playing quarterback for Alabama?
That's right.
What's that kid? Jalen Hurts from Channel View.
Yeah, who's playing quarterback for Ohio State?
Right.
You're right.
Well, and three of the top five or six players in the state committed to Ohio State last year. It's been Urban Meyer rolling in here, grabbing the loot and getting out. And that's what needs to change. But look, Kevin Sullivan's issue has not been recruiting. He's recruited good players. There's no doubt about that. And he's had.
It's their philosophy and how they stand by it. And what happens to them at the end of the season is what just crushes them every year. That 7-0 becomes 8-5 in a hurry.
Yeah, well, they've been 5-0, 5-0, 6-0.
Yeah.
Each of the last three seasons, only finished 8-5. And it's that 7-9 mark in November overall for Kevin Sullivan is what really sticks.
Yeah, that's not good.
And those nine losses are against teams you've got to be able to beat and compete with. Because typically that Alabama game's earlier than November. They usually play that in October.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Kevin Sullivan has to turn this thing. They've got. The foundation is built, I think, is what Kevin Sullivan's trying to say. We now have to take advantage of it, the coaching staff in place. And I think Kevin Sullivan.
Which he means we have to beat teams like Mississippi State and Arkansas, and we can't be battling these teams. We have to beat them.
Yeah. Well, look, I think Kevin Sullivan, in a quiet moment, would admit that when Johnny Manziel was the best thing that happened to the Texas A&M program in a long time, but he also became the worst thing.
Sure.
And it would, he let Johnny Manziel run the program. I mean, he didn't discipline Johnny Manziel enough in real time. And it really affected the locker room. I mean, the locker room kind of saw that, and I don't think it's fair to say that they were, they got out of control. They had all the off-field issues, all the arrests. They had guys, transferring out of the program, all kinds of bickering going on.
It's been quiet since
last
year.
It got loose. But I think that's been the push the last, 2.5 years was to put that thing back together and build on a solid foundation. Bringing in guys like last year, Trevor Knight as a graduate transfer to bring some leadership, get rid of me guys and go with we guys is what they're trying to, is the message they're trying to push. Started to see some semblance of that last year, and we'll see if they can build on it this year. They like the kid Starkle at quarterback. He did not name a starting quarterback yesterday, by the way. They're going to be a three-person battle. Jake Hubenek out of Georgetown. Kellen Mond, the true freshman. The favorite is Nick Starkle to be the starting quarterback there at Texas A&M. But it's just the overall team effort has to be – they got to be more physical. They got to be tougher. They got to tackle better, run the ball better, win the lines of scrimmage, which they have not done because that's a line of scrimmage.
I hate to say this, but I don't know how they get better on defense when they lose the kind of players they lose.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't – if you didn't get it done last year with those players, I don't know how you turn around. Maybe this group is together more. But that was a very talented group, especially on that defensive, especially on the outside, and a couple of linebackers in that secondary. So I don't know how you become better.
Coming up in a little bit, you see what Lonzo Ball did last night in the Summer League game. We'll get you details on that. But how about Nick Saban? He was also a featured attraction the featured attraction at SEC Media Days yesterday. Alabama has been the dominant force, not just in the SEC, but in college football. Didn't win the championship last year, but almost had his fifth national championship last year, if not for the last play of the game, Deshaun Watson with the touchdown pass. Let's hear Nick Saban on his team in 2017.
This was our 16th SEC Media Day, 11th at Alabama, which I'm sure none of you thought would happen 11 years ago. We have tremendous challenges, this season in terms of our opener with Florida State, as well as the competition in the SEC, which I think will be very, very good, and the parity in the league is going to be great. We have a very young team. We lost a lot of good players, so the opportunity that a lot of young players have on a team and how they develop over the course of the summer, which is going very well, and in fall camp will certainly determine how successful, you know, we can be.
He got his zinger in there. He said 11 years, which none of you thought I would still be here coaching.
His 16th.
Yeah.
Because he's at LSU for 5 years.
Isn't he before. Something? I mean, he gets his in there, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. He likes to give it and take it. How about how do you not be complacent as a program that has been that dominant? How do you not let that, Mack Brown would call it the poison cheese of complacency, creep into your program? Nick Saban.
You can never be complacent. You can never be satisfied. Just because you make it to one goal, one season, only means the challenges are going to be greater in the future because you become the target of what other people are trying to beat. So we just try to keep climbing. And complacency is something that everyone who has success has to challenge themselves to overcome.
Everybody. Hear that, BK? You can't get complacent.
Never. Never satisfied.
Never satisfied.
The guy only believes in championships. That's what he's all about. Plus, what he does is he's about getting better every day. He's not about how you get in the middle of the season or at the end of the season. Every time they take a practice field, every time the coaches are in a meeting, every time he speaks to the team, it's about getting better every time, every day. That's how you get good, I guess. Yeah, that's how you get great.
Well, each person challenged himself from the coaching staff on down to the last player.
Right.
To improve each day, and collectively, everyone gets better as a team, and he has shown he's one of the great team builders of all time in the world of college athletics and certainly in all sports.
It's hard to do, brother.
What Nick Saban certainly has, to get everybody on the same page and pull in the same direction. But Nick Saban is one of the best, and let's not forget, it's, what, 51 days? 51 days, I want to say. I'll check my math on that before the Crimson Tide open up with Florida State. Florida State. In Atlanta to
They're
start the
early
college football.
7.5-point favorite.
The Crimson Tide are?
Yes.
What?
Yes, 7.5-point favorite. That's incredible.
Remember what they did to USC last year.
I know.
We were at that one.
We were there.
That was a beatdown. But this group has a quarterback. Now, I don't know if they have an offensive line. I know.
USC was questioned. Who was their quarterback? They didn't have one. They were
no.
A very young team that got better as the season went on. I think if USC played Alabama at the end of the year,
it would have been a hell of a test.
Hell of a football game. That's
yes.
What Texas will run into week 3. But Florida State, that's a team that was young last year that's coming in this year with a championship on their mind. DeAndre Francois is terrific. Derwin Gray, the corner, defensive back, is one of the best in the country. Their defense is loaded.
Speed all
They've
over the place.
They've got a defense this year that resembles those Alabama defenses. They can fly. Jimbo Fisher, who is, of course, Nick Saban, his mentor, back in the day at LSU. So, yeah, we're geeked up for that game.
That's 7.5. I'm like, wow.
That's a... 7 in the hook?
Yeah, the hook is
what?
There.
More than a touchdown?
Yeah, I've got Florida State as either 1 or 2 or 3. That's an early, that's a big line right there.
Hey, by the way, 51 days, 4 hours, 41 minutes, and 20 seconds. So I can actually say that the Florida State-Alabama game, I can tell you with certainty that we'll kick off in 51 days and just under 6 hours because it's a 1 o'clock kick in Atlanta.
It's good stuff, man. That's the way it should start off. Those are the kind of games you like early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. So we'll take your thoughts. It's big-time stuff. College football is right around the corner. Bucky and I will be live in Dallas coming up on Monday and Tuesday. We'll head up on – what time are you going up on Sunday?
What time is the first bell at Lone Star? I think like noon.
At the track?
Yeah.
So you got to leave here probably about 9 o'clock?
Well, you can't get into the hotel, so.
Yeah.
You know, the hotels are, you can't get in until 3. That rule, whenever they started that damn rule, so used to be out by 11, in at noon. Now it's out by whatever it is, and still in at 3 o'clock. So, yeah, it gives me some time to get up there. I like to drive. I'm going to go to Backway again, 281E.
How about, I've never gone that way. How is that drive?
It is a nice drive. It really is. You go through some little hamlets back there. It's a nice drive. It takes a little bit longer. Probably takes, say if you're going to Fort Worth, Dallas area, probably takes you about a half hour longer. But it's smoother. You don't have to worry about some 18-wheeler jumping all up on you. You know, not that much construction going on.
Yeah.
281. It's a nice drive.
How do you even get there?
Go to Marble Falls.
Marble Falls and North?
Yeah. Marble Falls and North. That's where you head to.
Yeah, because you can take 281 all the way to San Antonio. back to Dallas.
Yeah.
And where does it pop you out on 281?
It pops you out at, it really can pop you out right almost at Fort Worth.
Okay.
On, what is it, 30? I think it's 30 that you end up on. I mean, you're going to go through, where the hell did I recruit that? Well, Dusty Renfro, it pops you out through his area down that way when I used to recruit Dusty. And Glenn Rose. And you go through Glenn Rose.
Oh, all right.
How about me? I sound like Craig Way.
Yeah, what are you, Craig Way, and the high school sports extra over there? Hey, the Big 12 announced its preseason football squads. We'll get those coming up. It does include some burnt orange flavor. We'll get to those as voted by the media in advance of the Big 12 football media days yesterday. We'll also get this Lonzo Ball performance. We'll hear from Vin Scully last night. I want to play a little bit of that. That was terrific last night. I was hooked. I was into that deal. But how about my first buck off of the day? How about the Optional ladies at the Barton Springs yesterday?
What were they doing?
Well, I mean, I guess you can, but I got teenage boys there.
That's a buck off?
Well,
you're teaching them how to be a man.
That's right. So I took my oldest brother, my older brother, mm-hmm. my only older brother.
Yeah.
His kids are here, and so we've been entertaining them all week, and they've been hanging out with their cousins. And so we go down to Barton Springs yesterday, which was packed, and it was about 1,000 degrees.
Oh.
But, yeah, there's a couple of the Optional ladies just strolling around.
At the pool part up on the hill?
Just walking up the hill.
But they all go back to the hill. Eventually they go up there to T Hill, right?
Well, it's one thing to, like, sit under your little blanket and take your top off and sun yourself, but this two of them are just walking around right by our blanket.
Hippie types?
No. Well, I don't know. They look pretty...
Young?
Yeah.
Not a lot of hair under their arms?
Nope.
Mm, very interesting.
Gross.
Very interesting.
Oh, man. And I got a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old boy there. Of course, they're staring, of course.
Of course they're staring.
Good for them.
Yeah.
My daughter's there feeling very uncomfortable. She's 15.
You know, to each their own. If you can do that and you can handle it, that's
fine. She's got this little boyfriend, so he's there.
Oh, and she's about to pop
right
in the head.
Right,
oh,
right.
Yeah,
he's like trying not to look.
And of course. Head down.
Head down.
That is great.
You better look right at me, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Do not look up there. You go up there one time, your eyes go that way, you're gone. I mean, that's it. This is a city.
He gone. Yeah, well, it's just kind of, I don't have a huge problem with it. Nudity's not a huge deal.
No.
But at the same time,
I'm European. You know it's no problem.
When you're a father and you're sitting there with your kids and there walks right by, you're like, there's an uncomfortable moment there.
Well, as long as you're not...
Is that my fault? That's my fault.
What? For being uncomfortable?
Being uncomfortable and, like, uneasy?
No, that's a little bit of you, but, I mean, you still want to protect your kids. That's still not... It shouldn't be for them now. But, I mean, as they grow older, it's not going to bother them. But for you, it's still... No, you'll be 70 and that'd still be uncomfortable to see a girl with her top off at a swimming pool.
The water's cold, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
When I was hot.
Plus, if they drop their stuff right in front of me, I'm going to look over. I'm sorry. No, I may get popped in the head by somebody, but I know this. If a girl drops her towel and she's got a really, really nice body, what am I going to do? Pretend that I don't want to take a look? Or no, I'm gonna kind of look over, but I'm not going to think anything of it. I'm not going to get aroused by looking at her.
You stare, or just a little quick peek every once
quick
in a while?
Just a quick peek. I only need to see it once. I mean, I've seen them before, but... If she's bold enough to do that, I'm bold enough to look, I guess.
Those teenagers are staring. I don't mind telling you.
Well, they're teenagers. Yeah. Hell yeah, they're going to stare. They got a lot of stuff going on in their bodies. I got nothing going on in mine. So a peek doesn't hurt anything here. You know what I mean? It's not going to arouse anything here.
It says that
Bucky. A stick of dynamite in me to arouse me.
Bucky, make sure. Stick of dynamite. Make sure you check those post times at Lone Star, usually night racing on Fridays and Saturdays. Lone Star.
Yeah, but I'm going to be up there Sunday. Sunday's afternoon. They'll
be going to simulcast.
Yeah, What do you think I'm sitting on every 25 minutes waiting for a race? I'm betting on every race in the country.
Oh, geez. We'll be back. We got a lot to do on a Thursday. Buck ons and buck offs. We give away another copy of our Dave Campbell's Texas Football for 2017 with our Tom Herman trivia coming up in Coach's Corner. Hear more from SEC Media Days yesterday. We got a lot to do. Buck ons and buck offs. Your buck ons on what I see here is National French Friday. Yeah, National French Friday. I don't know where these come from, but there's one every day. So, best French fries will be on the agenda
today.
Yeah,
man. There's some places I'm very disappointed in some places. You know, I've got that.
You need the rigid fries, not the.
Yeah, I got that run in with that. There's a special Mickey D's down at Oak Hill area there that I'm, they sent me some bad ones one time, and I stopped the car.
I don't mind telling you, after we went to the Barton Springs yesterday, we went over to Shady Grove. Shady Grove, and those kids devoured a plate of chili cheese fries.
Oh, you know who has pretty decent fries to go along with some ice cream? It's that Sandy's place.
Shady Grove's not too shabby, I'm telling you.
Really?
And then they dropped some chili and cheese on it. Those kids ate that thing, and like, it was unbelievable.
I don't play with my like french vultures. Fries. I don't play. Just me and ketchup. Some of that Whataburger ketchup.
Dude, you Whoa. Put chili and cheese on it. It is there's like it takes a dude.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I only got like one. Because the kids just vultures on a carcass. It was unbelievable.
Before we take a break, let me just say this. If a young lady at a swimming pool is going to do that, and you have young kids that are respectful, then that's fine. But if the boys are giggling and acting really stupid and silly, now that's when you get upset as a dad. But if they take a peek over, they're teenagers. They're going to look.
Of course they are.
But they're not. They can't be silly. You know what I mean? That's the deal. Disrespectful is, and some would say, well, the girls are disrespectful for taking their tops off.
No, some would say that.
Some would say that.
It's her right.
Yeah, that's her right. But that ain't my daughter, because that ain't having it up in here.
We'll be back, Vanny on the horn. Yeah, next thing my daughter starts taking her towel.
That's
hey,
what
Dad.
I'm saying.
I'm like, whoa, back it up.
That ain't happening.
Her boyfriend's like, hey, why don't you take your towel?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, we don't need any of this nonsense over here. Peer pressure. We'll be back. Buck ons and buck offs on the horn. 104.9 AM 1260. Streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
B&E.
All right, coming up, Lonzo Ball. His father says he's going to be the rookie of the year in the NBA. He played like it last night in the Summer League game, but there's a bit of a controversy, potentially, with Lonzo Ball. Get your details there. Also, your coach's corner next hour. Give away another copy of Dave Campbell's Texas Football for 2017 with some Tom Herman trivia, or at least Tom Herman and his coaching staff. On the way to the break, we were talking about little SEC media days. Nick Saban, Kevin Sumlin yesterday, and people are clamoring about Kevin Sumlin's hairdo. That maybe his stuff's not very well.
It's not tight, I know that.
What'd you see? I showed you a picture. It's kind of, looks like there's some bumps in it, in his afro.
No, he needs to cut his hair. I mean, it's just, and that'd be like seeing Nick Saban with a mullet. I mean, that dude that someone has going on right there. He went to the media event like that?
Yeah.
He can't do that.
You gotta tighten that up.
You gotta tighten that stuff's not tight at all.
I can't accept that.
I look like me in the 70s, stuff all over the place. That makes like $5 or $6 million. You got to have.
Don't they have like a barbershop at the facility?
He doesn't trust the kids to do the cutting.
Would you ever let one of your players cut your hair when you had hair?
Dude, I wouldn't even cross a bridge. I told you, engineers, I got one guy who's a surgeon. I'm like, you'll never, ever operate on me. And if I find out you're an engineer and there's a bridge you built, I'm going a long route. I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not letting anybody cut my hair. Look at his hair.
That's not good. I got to retweet that picture.
Oh no, you can't. That's going to be hard on a lot of folks to see.
We'll let people. I'm going to retweet this right now from at Aaron Hogan, ERINHOGAN.
But just see what the guy who tweeted it out originally
there
said.
There is some.
He said that man's. You know what is. You know what up.
And I will warn you. There is some foul language in this.
Yes, there is.
And as far as the verbiage that they wrote, but you know. We're all adults here, right?
It is jacked up, though. That's a jacked up do.
He's got to work on that there, someone. He's too busy. He's working on getting his team turned off an 8-5.
I mean, if you tell me you're focused that way and you're going to win 10 games, and I'd wear my hair nappy like that all the time.
We're going to be – look. I hope the mullet is still in full effect for Mike Gundy when we get to Dallas coming up Monday and Tuesday for Big 12 football media days. By the way, today they wrap up SEC media days, and then also starting today, it's ACC media days today and tomorrow. And the ACC's got some headliners. I mean, they won the national championship last year out of that conference with Clemson. Florida State comes in with a lot of hype this year. Lamar mm-hmm. Jackson won the Heisman Trophy last year. He's back.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino's
quarterback at Louisville.
Yes.
So yeah, there's some star power in the ACC, and you know they've got one of the best defensive players in the country. The kid that plays at Boston College, your Boston College Eagles,
mm-hmm.
One of the better players. Speaking of better players, you see the Big 12 yesterday announced their preseason all Big 12 team in advance of the Big 12 media days coming up Monday and Tuesday.
Got some horns in there?
Couple. Preseason offensive player of the year is Baker Mayfield of Oklahoma. That should be fairly obvious as voted by the media. He's your odds favorite coming in.
He's been to the Heisman Awards before, has he not?
And he's a sixth-year player, mm-hmm. 40 touchdowns, only 8 picks last year.
6 years.
But there's a lot to replace there. No Samaje Perine, no Joe Mixon, no D.D. Westbrook. I mean, there's a lot of production that's lacking there, that he's going to have to pick up the slack. He is your preseason offensive player of the year in the Big 12, according to the media. Defensive player of the year, about the Kansas Jayhawk? Come on, BK. Durance Armstrong Jr. According to the media, he's a defensive end out of Houston, Galena Park North Shore.
Was he the one that caused all those fumbles with the Doak Walker Award winner or something last year?
Yeah, his game against Texas last year, 11 tackles, 2 sacks, 1 forced fumble.
Yes, and he is.
Oh, my.
That's a great job by David Beatty. That's a good – I mean, not a lot of kids out of North Shore that end up at Kansas. But he's your preseason defensive player of the year. Newcomer of the year in the conference, Will Greer, quarterback of West Virginia. Remember, he's the Florida transfer.
Yes.
Who's now going to saddle it up with Dana Holgorsen and the Mountaineers.
They need it because they lose a lot of guys, a lot of seniors last year.
They did. So Baker Mayfield, of course, is your first-team quarterback. Your running backs are Justice Hill, the sophomore out of Oklahoma State. Little guy, 5'10", 185, but really burst on the scene as a freshman last year. Also, Justin Crawford, West Virginia. Wide receivers, James Washington, Oklahoma State. Alan Lazard of Iowa State and Kiki Kuti.
Dude, Lazard's still around, too?
Yeah, Lazard's still there. Seems like he's been there 100 years, right?
Yeah.
And he's still going. He's got one more year. 6'5", 222 for Iowa State. And Kiki Kuti. That's that guy's name? Kiki Kuti?
From Tex?
Yeah, Kuti. Is that how you say his name? Kuti? I like that.
Kuti.
I think it's Kuti.
Kuti?
Kiki Kuti.
Kiki no. Kuti? I'm in.
Kiki Kuti. That's his name, yeah.
Kiki Kuti?
Yeah.
So those are your wide receivers. By the way, that running back spot and wide receivers, that's somewhere where Texas
should be there.
They should have a guy, right? They should have one of these wide receivers,
first
team all Big 12 this year.
You're right. I agree.
Shouldn't a Colin Johnson
emerge as that guy? Yes. I think by the end of the year, he will be.
You think Colin Johnson's the guy?
Oh, yes.
What about running back? No? Chris Warren?
No. He's not that guy. Chris Warren is not that. He may be here 4 years and he'll never make that list, and that's okay.
Interesting.
That's okay.
Kyle Porter?
Same thing. No, I'm sorry. I meant the other way around. Kyle Porter could be here 4 years and not ever make that list, and that's still okay. Chris Warren should be on that list eventually if he's here for 4 years.
Interesting. Connor Williams, of course, the Longhorn left tackle, is on the first team all preseason Big 12 team, along with Orlando Brown, the massive left tackle for Oklahoma. How about Orlando Brown, 6'8 and 345. He's coming to Dallas. We get to see that.
Oklahoma has two of them monsters.
They do. Orlando Brown, also for Texas, that's the only Connor Williams, the only offensive player on the all Big 12 preseason squad.
This stuff has to change.
It does.
I know this is the Big 12, but my goodness, come on.
Well, yeah.
It's the Big 12!
I think if Texas is going to have the season you expect, and I think Tom Herman wants to have, they're going to have to have two or three guys on that all
I believe
Big 12
so.
Team. More than just Connor Williams on the O-line, a receiver. Even one of the running backs needs to break out and have a great season for Texas in this offense. Tom Herman.
I would take one of the receivers. I would take one of the receivers making it.
On defense, Texas has a couple. Puna Ford, Malcolm Roach.
Who?
And Malik Jefferson. All on the first team, all Big 12.
Puna Ford's?
Yeah. Well, think about that. So, according to the media, the Big 12, where Texas had a decent offense last year, right? Had a Heisman Trophy candidate and Deontay Foreman, a Doak Walker winner. He's gone, though. But only one offensive player, three off of a really bad defense. So, they're projecting great years for the sophomore Malcolm Roach, Puna Ford at defensive line, and Malik Jefferson at linebacker.
One guy's not going to Dallas. The other guy we've been expecting, I mean, I think he's like a 12-year veteran, Puna Ford. Malcolm Roach is that guy that everybody really, really talks about. He's got to be good. He's got to be extremely good, Malcolm Roach, which last year he did stand out. That was one of the standout guys.
Yeah.
Malcolm Roach.
Well, and he's up to 270 now. I love his game. His dad's a high school coach in the state of Louisiana. He just plays with it with a really smart head on his shoulders and makes impact plays. Michael Dixon, of course, of Texas is the preseason.
No doubt.
All Big 12 punter.
Puna Ford at 6 foot, whatever, he burns out. He burns out quickly. His flame burns out, but that's okay.
No one's going to outwork Puna Ford, but his size limitations.
There's limitations.
A little bit undersized.
Yes.
But he works his tail off, so he's on the first team. So there you go. There's your all Big 12 preseason team. That'll get your appetite wet for that. Here's a text that says, hey guys, Hyde Park Grill has the best French fries.
Hyde Park Bar and Grill, yes.
They are terrific. Those are good French fries. On National French Fry Day.
Soggy McDonald's
what do they call
fries
those are
they're
not
called,
good. They're called something.
Those kind of fries?
Well, they call them something. Hyde Park's got a name for them. Crackle fries or something. They're really good.
I know.
They're worth the trip at the Hyde Park Grill. So there you go. That's what we have. We have Big 12. We've got Lonzo Ball coming up. We'll get our coach's corner. We've got the ESPYs from last night. We're going to let you hear this Vin Scully acceptance speech. Vin Scully, the voice of the Dodgers for 65 years, was honored as the with an Icon Award last night. We'll let you hear that coming up next hour. Pretty good stuff. Bryan Cranston, a lifelong L.A. resident, Hope, the Breaking Bad star, he introduced him and really spoke, I think, for all Angelinos in that one about, and really all of baseball. Vin Scully is an absolute icon to the sports world. But so we'll hit that coming up. All right, buck ons and buck offs. Buck, you're playing a little golf today. Hydrate yourself. It's going to be 100 degrees.
I got
degrees.
My water. Since you started, I started
Thank
going
you.
Crazy.
We don't need any heat strokes out there. I mean, it can happen. I was at Barton Springs yesterday, and it's damn hot.
Well, that happened to me last year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I had to come off a golf course for the first time ever.
I mean, it's crazy hot. But so heat index is in the 105 range again today. So take care of yourself out there. Coming back, B&A on the Horn. It's 104.9 on AM 1260. We stream it on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Glad you're with us on Buck Off Thursday. Buck ons and buck offs. If you're new to the show, that means who needs a pat on the back, in your opinion? Kick in the rear. We'll give our daily or our weekly Thursday buck off to the Mopac expansion project, which is still not done.
We're getting there, though.
Are we?
No. I just wanted to say that.
Are we really?
I wanted to push them a little bit by saying we're getting there. We want to blame the city, but this is on somebody else. It's like TxDOT. This hasn't to do with the city, but just happens to be in our city.
Still going.
Dude, it
we'll
is.
It's perpetual a stinking until it's done.
Mess. It is a stinking mess. If you're there at night, you better not be impaired driving on that thing because you will die. It is.
Lanes going everywhere.
Dotted lines. You don't know which lane you're supposed to be in.
But, you know, when you get out there where it's kind of done, it's real nice.
It was always nice out there. That's why I don't get it. Why don't you do the part where you really need it? And that's the part by the lake.
Yeah, well, that's what they're working on.
Well, yeah, but they've done the wrong side first. The lake side should have been done first. The side up by Anderson Lane and all that where it looks so beautiful.
They had to do both.
But that was always moving
well,
good out there.
The idea was to build, to ease congestion in the rush hours all the way out to the tollway.
Gotcha.
All the way out to Palmer Lane and beyond.
I know.
To the river.
I know, but that part was already going better than the river part. So why didn't they start the river part first?
They did. They're working on it. You go through all that maze of nonsense. They're working on it.
Well, I know they're working on it, but why don't they start that? When is that the first project? Let's get this one done because it's running smooth out there. Oh, you go out there, there's six cars on that tollway.
Hey, by the way, the Hyde Park Grill fries are called buttermilk fries.
Buttermilk fries,
buttermilk
yes.
fries, it says here, National mm-hmm. French Fry Day.
Where's this Hyde Park Grill?
Westgate.
There's one in Westgate. There's one in Hyde Park.
In Hyde Park, the original one.
In Hyde Park.
Where is Hyde Park?
Hyde Park's just north of the campus.
You guys know if it's not West Campus or, like, I guess wherever this place is. I don't know where it is.
So you know where nice it's at. You've been there. Hyde Park is just north. Would be north of UT campus.
That's where they've taken some of those little houses and made them into really nicen up the area. It's always been kind of a eclectic. Is that correct word to say? Eclectic area around Hyde Park.
It's very Austin.
Yeah, very Austin.
Old
yeah.
Austin. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, there's a Hyde Park Grill that's in Westgate, right by Central Market.
Central Market, yeah, my store, Central Market area.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
Good fries. How about good fries at Doc's? My spot, Doc's, has
Doc's
great
is good.
French fries. Great French fries. I like Cover 3's fries. Cover 3 has those, what do you call them, Parmesan fries?
Yeah.
Ooh, those things are pretty
good.
Well,
what about when you're up in the suite? Have you noticed any fries? Do they have fries generally up in the suite when you do the Bud Light suite?
For the football games?
Yeah.
No, they don't do fries.
You dip them in the tartar sauce and the cocktail sauce with the shrimp.
He says they don't do shrimp. They don't
jumbo
do
shrimp,
fry.
Baby.
We don't do fries up there.
I recommend. No. You guys ever been to Snuffers in the Metroplex before?
Uh-uh.
Best cheese fries in the game. Y'all are up there Monday, Tuesday if y'all got a chance.
Snuffers.
They got burgers. They got beers as well. They got your Bud Light E, but their cheese fries are top notch.
Snuffers.
I'm not a cheese guy on my stuff. I like my fries, like I said, just...
But
somebody said I have to learn how to say ketchup. Is it catsup or ketchup?
Ketchup, right?
Somebody says learn how to say it. I thought it was ketchup.
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with fries with just ketchup, but the chili and cheese, something together. That's pretty dynamite with the combination.
Yeah, it's like chili Frito pie, which I'm still
Frito,
which I'm never
that's
partaking
a Texas
in.
Thing.
I'm never partaking in.
Oh my
that.
Gosh, you like Frito pie, BK?
I do.
You know, you can go to Doc's Backyard or Doc's. They do a pan like one of those old,
I've had that
old metal pan, old school.
I've never had a Frito pie. I'm not messing with my Fritos or my pie, so I don't do that. You know how long it took me to get into that? What is that corn dog thing? Red Rocket? Forever. I've had one bite of a corn dog, and I saw the after effects, and I'm like, ever taking a bite out of another corn dog?
Red either. Rocket.
It says they don't need another lane. They need another Mopac.
Yes, they do.
That's probably true.
Yes.
If only could start all over.
I can't even imagine what that thing's like at this time right now. I have not been in. Even when I have off, I don't go that way. So what is it like for you commuters that are in a car listening to us every stinking day you do that?
Yeah.
Sorry. I would have some road rage going on.
I think so, too. It says all that money, and Kevin Durant couldn't wear a suit last night. He was dressed like my 13-year-old son. You see Kevin Durant when he won his top championship performance award last night?
He didn't go up with a backpack, did he?
Listen, no. He stood up and turned around to kiss whoever was with him or his mom, and he's wearing sweatpants, and he showed his ass to the world. He's got, like, you can see his underwear.
What is he, 12?
It'd been, I'm like, what? I mean, I even rewound to show my wife. Like, look at this. He's Kevin Durant, and he turns around, and his sweatpants are kind of hanging down, and there's his underwear.
I know what they can get rid of. They can get rid of that two-hour display, the red carpet deal.
Oh, I didn't see that.
When there's like four people looking over the wall at the guys, like, who cares?
It's a fashion
two
show.
2 hours of red
fashion
carpet.
Show.
But he didn't have anything. He didn't have a suit on?
Acquainted himself with San Francisco quite nicely.
Oh, yeah, he's gotten to that look.
Cupcake comment there. Hey, so we have Lonzo Ball. Let me give you this story. We mentioned a couple times. So Lonzo Ball played two summer league games for the Lakers team, right? And one was terrible. One was a triple-double. But how about this? This can't be good advertising for the Baller brand shoe that got so much attention in the spring. Because apparently Lonzo Ball took off the Baller brand shoe that he had worn in the first two games where he played just okay and bad. And he threw on some Nikes, some purple Nikes, and went out and scored 36 points,
lit it
had
up.
11 assists and 8 rebounds against Philadelphia's summer league team. That can't be good for advertising for Mr. LeVar Ball and the shoe. And guess who noticed the shoe he was wearing? LeBron James sent a tweet out that with a picture of the shoe, and it said, "Just do it." Because remember, LeBron James has a lifetime contract with Nike.
Oh, yeah.
That is estimated to be worth $1 billion for, billion.
Yeah, so get rid of those Baller brand shoes before you turn your ankle in that madness that you call the shoe. That BK
it's
said
be
it was
the shoes.
BK said it was going to go out the roof. That shoe's a piece of junk.
Ah, man. If he keeps having games like that, those shoes are going to sell.
You mean if he keeps playing against those guys that play in the Champions League Summer League?
He's going to be good.
Says BK's the truth.
I believe he's going to be
Snuffers
good.
Is legit.
I believe he's going to be good. He ain't going to be 36 and 11 every night. Versus real NBA players.
Well, no, he's playing the guys that won't even be playing.
Right.
And it's Philadelphia's summer league team. How bad are they? I mean, Philadelphia's wretched as a team. You probably put Philadelphia's team out there.
But you know what? You can only play against the competition they throw at you. Right?
About this. Lambert's Frito Pie, legendary. Brisket and goat cheese on it. This is BK's The Truth with Snuffers. Shady Grove green chili cheese fries. We had some of those yesterday. We left from Barton Springs. We're right over there. Those teenagers ate like three plates of that stuff.
Man.
Unbelievable. All right, so we'll hit your coach's corner coming up. Your chance to win another Dave Campbell's Texas football copy for this morning. Reset your headlines. And if you missed Vin Scully being honored with the Icon Award last night at the ESPYs, one of the highlights for sure. We'll hit some of that. It's B&E coming up on a Thursday, 104.9. It's AM 1260. Stream it live on the Horn app and always at hornfm.com.